613 1320 WILS on this Thursday. Well, today, of course, O.J. Simpson was all over the news. In fact, they were doing live feeds on the networks of his parole hearing, and the parole board in Nevada unanimously voting to let him out of prison this fall. A man that knows a lot about O.J. Simpson is my next guest, Bill Deere. He's a private investigator. He's an author of several books, including O.J. is Innocent and I Can Prove It, and also O.J. is Guilty but Not of Murder. Bill, great to have you on WILS.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. How did you get so involved in O.J.?
Well, I was speaking in front of the International Council of Reporters and Editors on the 17th of June, which was 5 days after the murders. And I made a statement. When they asked me what was going on with this star chase, and I said something created by his lawyer. It would go on for hours and hours, and he'll try and claim that he's innocent and couldn't do a fair trial. So two of my people got on to me for saying that, and as a result, I flew out. Now I spent 23 years in this thing. I climbed over the back gate 2 weeks after it happened, walked that walkway, sat at her front door, and then I realized that O.J. could not have done it the way it was described. So here I am. We did a show that with Martin Sheen and I. Martin did the narration, which was a 6 one-hour show that came out in January just prior to the inauguration, which shocked everybody. It was the largest viewed audience on cable in a long, long time, 4.5 million beginning.
So Martin Sheen also believes, like you do, that O.J. did not commit this murder?
Well, I think you'll have to ask Martin that. Yeah. I knew his answer.
Well, Bill, let me just ask you about the basics, because there's the bloody glove, there's the shoe print, right, and there's the blood in O.J.'s car. How do you go against those facts?
There was no blood on the brake, no blood on the accelerator, which meant how could his foot have been in the blood if there was no blood transfer to the brake or the accelerator? You can't have a crime scene with a 27 stab wounds of Ron Goldman, a man who's trained in karate, and who put up a tremendous fight, and yet there were no marks or bruises on O.J. except the cut on his left knuckle, which we can tell you how it got there.
What about the shoe print that was there?
Oh, there's no doubt that O.J. was there. We can prove that O.J. was there 15 minutes after the murders. Mm-hmm. And he was accompanied by his son at that particular time.
And I should say, your theory is that who actually killed Nicole and Ron?
As far as I'm concerned, based on the evidence, and now with an eyewitness, plus a second witness who's just come forward, that Jason, his oldest son, who's 24, 5'11", 235, should have been considered a major suspect then and should be considered it now.
Now, what would his motive have been, Jason's motive, to kill the two of them?
Jason was a very unstable individual. He was on probation at the time of the murders for assaulting his previous employer with a knife and never interviewed by the LAPD. Can you believe that? They claimed they interviewed everybody, but they didn't. Then we have an eyewitness who placed Jason there at the crime scene, which to me was more than sufficient evidence. We have Jason's diaries. Mm-hmm. We had the murder weapon that we believe, based on the three top major medical examiners in the country who examined it, who was found in a storage facility along with his diaries.
Okay, and you're saying O.J. showed up that night and picked him up from the scene? Is that what happened?
What happened was, when the murders were committed, I think that his son got in touch with him very quickly. It's only 4.5 minutes away. He met, got in the Bronco, they drove over there, and that's when the witness saw him arriving at 10:15. We know the murders began at 9:59 because Nicole's watch hit the concrete and stopped at 9:59, which we can prove.
Okay, but we know that Nicole told her friends that O.J. was, if she were to be killed, that O.J. should be looked at. She was afraid for her life. Do you make of that?
You have to know those two or three people that she made that statement to. They've since that time have taken back most of that statement that was made at that particular time. Now, when they're looking at somebody that we have as a major suspect that was overlooked at the time, then to me, that's really important.
Did you ever take all this to the LAPD then?
Certainly. We made it available to them. They made a rush to judgment. In fact, we just filed an FOI Act request that we received our first package today from them. So we think we're going to have some shocking evidence, because when you look at all the evidence that's there, O.J. is, O.J. is innocent of this murder. I wish we had the time
I know it's complex, no question about it. Is there any clear evidence, though, that Jason was somehow there, or any physical evidence of him being there?
Yes. In answer to your question, yes.
Okay.
Solid evidence.
And the LAPD, you've given this to them, and what, they just don't want to look at it? Or
nothing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing. They made the rush to judgment. Most of them have gone on now.
Right.
Several have retired.
What about the Goldman family, Bill? Are they interested?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they are. We made sure that they received a copy of the latest book, O.J. Simpson. I can prove it. We even invited them to look at the film that was coming out in January. So they've had that opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want to put it behind them. But in this particular case, I'm not giving up on this. I didn't spend 23 years of this for nothing. I think justice should prevail.
And you want to see Jason in prison, is that it?
I want to see Jason before a grand jury and tried if that's the case.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have any sympathy for O.J. for having been in prison now 9 years
for
this?
I know who set him up. I know how much he was paid.
Mm-hmm.
I know the statements were made in Las Vegas by two deputies who said they overheard one of the DAs saying, well, they couldn't get him in Los Angeles, so we're going to get him here in Las Vegas. We know that Thomas Riccio was paid over $135,000.
Mm-hmm.
Riccio is a four-time convicted felon who contacted O.J. and said, hey, they're trying to sell your memorabilia.
Yeah, but ultimately, O.J. was there, right? And there was, in fact, a physical altercation. There was a gun flash,
no.
Right?
No, there was not. Froman, even if you heard today's testimony, Froman, who was one of the two memorabilia dealers, said that the material that was there did belong to O.J.
Right.
But that he went about it the wrong way. Now, the other guy that was involved, he did not appear, as you well know.
Right.
Froman said he shouldn't have gotten more than a year at that. When asked by the DA what he should get as far as time, he said he feels really bad about the fact that O.J. was found 33 years and served 9 when nobody else was served time at all.
So, and you believe this is all pure payback? They wanted to have him in prison for the murders, essentially?
That's right. They couldn't get him one way, so they got him and tried to get him another. To take 9 years out of that man's life is a great injustice. Anybody who looks at that trial, anybody who looks at that hearing can tell you that that was not a proper case, should have never been a conviction on that case in the first place. I'm not a lawyer, but I can tell you I've talked to a number of them, including appellate judges, who said that case should have never gone to trial in the first place.
You're saying things that a lot of people would, at least out there, would disagree with, right? But the popular belief is that he, in fact, did kill Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman.
Well, I can sit down with any of them that they want. I took 500 police officers, prosecutors, and public defenders and made a presentation. And out of that, out of the 500, 497 voted O.J. not guilty.
Yeah.
With the presentation of the investigation and the material and the facts that we had to present.
Do you think, Bill, do you think that he's going to end up in prison again at some point? Or?
I pray not. I hope he stays and moves to Florida where he can visit with Justin and Sydney. The two children is from Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that he watches what he's doing, because I think if he doesn't, somebody's going to try and set him up again.
I hope that
does not happen.
Where is Jason now, by the way?
Jason's living in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. And he's stayed out of trouble then? He hasn't had any issues?
I'd rather not answer that. We're still working on it. In fact, we're going to try and put together another 6-part miniseries that will answer a lot of questions
and
bring out a lot of evidence that's never been seen before, like it was in January.
Really? So you're saying he's in Atlanta, and what does he do for a living? Do you know? Can you give us some detail?
He's a sous chef.
Okay. But has he been in trouble with the law in any way over these years?
On minor infractions only.
Okay.
That doesn't mean he can't go off at any time. He's been in the psychiatric unit. When you look at his prior record as far as his medical, you know, he suffers things where he doesn't remember exactly what he's done. Hmm. We actually have, I think I may have told you, the murder weapon. We have the vehicle he was driving on the night of the murder. We have his diaries. We have pictures of him wearing the knit cap that was found at the crime scene. But it's a tragedy when LAPD made no effort whatsoever to follow through other than O.J. Simpson.
It's Bill Deere, a private investigator. His books are O.J. is Innocent and I Can Prove It. Also, O.J. is Guilty but Not of Murder. Find him at BillDeere.com. Bill, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you.